A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuflam, mid-Shabbos 130a, at the top, pagination, page 259. The parak is called Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, and it has to do very significantly with the mitzvah of Mila of circumcision, especially as we introduce it regarding Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer from the top of the page. Rabbi Eliezer says, Im lo hevi kli me erev Shabbos, if a person did not bring the utensil, meaning the knife, mevio b'Shabbos megula, you bring it on Shabbos, carry it on Shabbos in the public area, but you do it openly so that everybody knows what you're doing, that you're carrying a knife. They shouldn't think that you're violating Shabbos without justification. Uvisakana, and if it's a dangerous time where they legislated against doing circumcision, time of the Romans, for example, certain times, so then you would cover it, mechaseu api edim, you would cover it with witnesses so that someone would be able to attest later what it was that you were carrying. The concept that mila, circumcision, trumps Shabbos, if you will, that it overrides Shabbos and we do Mila, so Rabbi Eliezer holds not only the surgical cut overrides Shabbos, but also the preparations, whatever is necessary. You have to carry the knife, that also, in Rabbi Eliezer's view, overrides Shabbos. Ve'odomer Rabbi Eliezer, it even goes so far, that karsim eitzim lasos pechamim l'Shabbos lasos barzel. If you don't have a knife, you could cut down wood in order to make charcoal, in order to forge the metal that you need. All of this on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer allows. Rabbi Akiva argues, and that's the way we view it, Kalalama Rabbi Akiva, Komolocha she'efsha la'asosam erev Shabbos, anything that you could have done before Shabbos, in a doches of Shabbos, that's not included in this override principle. Mila, the cutting itself, you can't do it the day before because the child was only 7 days old at that time. So that, doches er Shabbos. That, now he's 8 days old, you violate Shabbos for that. But all the preparation, getting the knife to the right place, making the knife, or anything else you come up with, all of that is required to be done before Shabbos. Question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would push Bris Mila if there's a health reason.
We will postpone Bris Mila if there's a health reason. Correct.
So making a knife in this extraordinary circumstances.
You're wondering why we can't postpone it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's making a knife, you know, it's probably not going to be as fine job as the one, you know, was done.
No, that I don't know. The same experts, we're not talking about a homemade remedy by us. We're talking about people who knew how to make knives. But are you allowed to make it on Shabbos?
Someone who can, well, obviously.
We have to assume that the person knows what he's doing.
Would do exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah. We're not looking to cut corners, okay. Anything less than surgical condition. Whatever they would accept for Mila, that's what they're going to do. And that's all part of the massive chiddush over here, that they're going to do it like that. Drop down till about the 13th line of the wide. In the middle of the line, Aleph Reish Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, so we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't allow you to do all these preparation things on Shabbos. You're supposed to have done them before Shabbos, and if you got stuck without a knife, that's proper for the Mila, so you'll have to postpone it to Sunday, so be it. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ir achas haisa be'eretz Yisrael, there was one city in Eretz Yisrael, shayu osim ki Rabbi Eliezer, they used to do like Rabbi Eliezer, that on Shabbos, if they were stuck, they would do whatever they had to do. They forgot to bring the knife to the right house, they would do it, yeah. Vayu meisim bizmanon, and remarkably, they died in their proper time, meaning no one died prematurely. There was a blessing of life on that city. Art scroll quotes Ben Yehoyada from the Ben Ish Chai that it's all based on the pasuk that says bidamayich chayi, that this blood is the blood of life. Normally, blood flowing, it sounds like damage. Over here, this is called bidamayich chayi, the blood of life, and therefore they were blessed with substantial life. V'lo od, not only that. The Romans made a legislation against Kal Yisrael al Hamila that they're not allowed to do circumcision. So here, Lo Gazra, and for some reason, that city had an exclusion. And the only way to explain it was that they were so dedicated to the mitzvah that they followed the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And what the Gemara wants to bring out here is very remarkable, that even though we rule against Rabbi Eliezer, and the consensus eventually overrode his opinion, but as the process was happening, and until the official ruling came in, you know, like the equivalent of the Shulchan Aruch, to finally rule against him, but during all that time, they were following the ruling of their mentor, and in enormous dedication, if something went wrong, and they didn't have the equipment for Shabbos, they would rush and do it, and they would do it, and they were dedicated, and therefore they were protected. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha, any mitzvah that was accepted with joy, kigon mila, for example, mila, tichsiv, as David HaMelech records it, sas anochi al imratzecha, kemotze shalal rav, I rejoice on your statement, on the mitzvah that was the first statement, the mitzvah of mila that was given to Avram Avinu, as if I found great booty, great wealth. I'm very excited. The way some people get excited on a good deal financially, that's how excited I am that you gave me this mitzvah. So if David records it like that, so you see they were very happy with this mitzvah. Adayin osin osa besimcha, and that's the source of the joy that we continue to do with Mila. Rashi points out, why was David so happy with this mitzvah? Because all other mitzvahs, sometimes you're doing it, sometimes you're not. But Mila, you carry with you all the time. David, when he was in the Beis HaMerchatz, when he was in the bathhouse, so he saw that he didn't have tzitzis, didn't have tefillin, he wasn't in his house. What's the level of the mitzvah of mezuzah while you're not in the house? But Mila was very personal. Mila is always with him no matter where he is, and therefore he expressed a unique joy regarding this mitzvah. And therefore, the Gemara says, we continue to do it besimcha. V'chol mitzvah shekibla aleihem biktata, and any mitzvah that we do, that we originally did with arguing, kigon arayis, like illicit relations that people became forbidden to relatives that were close to them, even though it's like very conducive to marry someone that's in your same upbringing, and now those people are forbidden, you're going to have to work harder for Shalom Bayis, etc. They complained, I wanted to marry this person, easy. Tichsiv, Ayishma Moshe, Ambocha L'mishpachosav, they were crying regarding their families, Aliske Mishpachosav, regarding the forbidden relations, because someone's too close a relative to you, you're forbidden to them, and the Jews complained when they got that mitzvah. Adayin Osinosa Biktata, we still do the mitzvah of marriage with arguments. The leka ksuba de lo rama batigra. There's no ksuba, there's no marriage that doesn't have a little arguing with it. Very hard to blend because they didn't do it with joy. Rav Sham Shimon Feld Hirsch says the reason we don't marry sisters is because their upbringing is too close to ours, and that's not the avoda, that's not the job of marriage. The job of marriage is Ezer Kenegdo, Elokim Moshev Yechid and Baisa, two different people under the same roof. And Hashem said no to that, but they resented it. So even today, that attitude remains. And there's always going to be a difference between the Chassan and Kala families, and there's always going to be a little bit of friction. Some say that that's the reason that we break a plate at the time of the marriage. We purposely break a plate, that this statement should somehow land on the broken plate. This should be the thing that breaks, and you have the mothers united, you know, let's break a plate and let the families be happy. But that's this principle, that the resentment of difference remained, and the prohibition of someone too close to you. So it's fascinating that mila, they understood, is cutting away something that doesn't belong, so they accepted that. But by arayis, cutting away someone very close, saying you can't marry that person, forming a distance, that they didn't understand, and that created a resentment. Again, the main theme of the Gemara is that excitement over the mitzvah of mila, even to the point that they were following Rabbi Eliezer, who eventually is rejected in his view, and they were preparing even on Shabbos because of the excitement of the mitzvah. Excitement of the mitzvah carries the day. It's very powerful, and it causes a continued simcha, a joy in the mitzvah for generations. Yasher koach, have a great day.